America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, we'll circle back to the Astros. Season is over, and getting a lot of texts about that. We'll read your texts. What's the stage when you're ready? We went through the Kubler-Ross five stages of grief in the open. Someone said, what's the stage when you're ready to focus fully on football?
I guess that's acceptance a little bit.
Yeah.
That's the part when you buy a new pet after your old pet died. Where you're like, I don't want to dishonor Fluffy by getting like a beautiful new puppy. Oh my God. I've never felt such joy.
Fluffy who?
forget to mow around Fluffy's little gravestone out in the backyard for 3 years later.
Right.
Oh,
like,
oh yeah, Fluffy's down there, ain't she?
Weeds. All right, but we will circle back to the Astros in headlines and at the top of the hour. Season is over, but yes, the Bills are coming to town this weekend, so let's dig in on
it's
that.
A good one. You know what? A good one to get your mind right.
Absolutely.
This is Fluffy died, and you just found out about, I don't know.
Like a Great Dane that's available or something like that.
Yeah. That's an unruly Great Dane.
Yeah.
Because it is. You're excited about it. You're like, I don't know if I can handle this much dog.
I know. And I know. It's Josh Allen. He's a Great Dane.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a Great Dane. Here's C.J. Stroud yesterday. The team's approach to prepping for the Buffalo Bills.
You know the answer to that. It's no, I don't think. I think every team in the NFL is good. So I don't really look at the Bills like, oh, they're this. No, don't get me wrong. They are a great football team. Like, they have done what they've done for a very good reason. Like, Josh, I can go on and on about the Bills. Trust me, they are amazing. But once again, you know, we're football players too. We're dogs just like they are, you know. So it's going to be a great matchup. I definitely got a lot of respect for them. Great defense. McDermott has a great philosophy on how he calls plays. And, you know, they're playing really well together. And then their offense, of course, they're going to score points. Josh Allen is definitely a top premier quarterback in his league, and I'm a big fan of his. Watch his game a lot, so okay. You know, just a ton of respect for them. But you know, I don't look at it as like up or down. You know exactly what I would say. So yeah, not trying to sound arrogant, just being real.
So you know exactly what I would say is we ain't scared of nobody, no how. That's what he felt emotionally. He caught himself.
Was the question framed in such a way that the Bills were being put on some sort of pedestal?
The question was along the lines of, you guys haven't faced a test like this, a team that's been thought of as one of the up-and-coming and dominant teams. Something along those
CJ
lines. He really built, like, it was almost like the beginning of Star Wars.
Yeah.
And the whole time I'm thinking,
there's a 45 degree angle scroll asking the question.
Yeah, like the Buffalo Bills, a kind of dominant force over in the almost just their category. I kind of felt like CJ did as the question was being asked, except I was also thinking, they just got the snot beat out of them 2 weeks ago by the Vikings, who are a pretty damn solid team, I think.
Right.
Like, it's not like this is the first test or challenge they faced, but CJ was also trying to walk that line of saying, like, look, we're not going to go intimidated to anybody. You know what my answer would be.
He was saying that last year when they were 1-2 and the Steelers are coming
into town. Right. Yeah, that is sometimes even the intimidation factor sometimes gets overblown because it's a nice, easy storyline. At the end of the day, you got a bunch of high testosterone, highly motivated alpha males that don't like generally get, no matter who you are, no matter which team you are, you don't go into a game thinking like, uh-oh, here we go, this is a real test now.
Well, and most importantly, the talent level on both these teams is very even.
Yeah. Now, I do think, so a lot of it, I think sometimes when we talk about this stuff, it's more from the fan's perspective, and I can tell you 100%, it's a lot harder to be confident as a fan than it is as a player. As a player, you have things that are in your control, you know, and you work and you practice and you've got the right mental mindset. As a fan, I discovered this my first year out of the league. Oh, this sucks.
Yeah.
This is the worst. I hate this. I hate sitting in the stands or sitting in front of my TV with
no control.
No control over it. This is awful.
Yeah.
I don't know how people do it.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Yeah. And it's been nothing but misery for 20 years since. Just sitting out there with no control over this stuff. Even when I've tried and then been banned from football for a couple of days. Yeah, I've tried. But, yeah. It's hard, man. It's really, really hard. But
all
I don't think CJ's...
All I can think is you spitting out your kolache 2 weeks ago. When Laramie lined up wrong for like the fifth time.
Well, you know what? Like, as a player, quarterback throws an interception. You're like, all right, yeah, let's do this.
Yeah.
DeMeco talked about how his approach is to sudden changes.
Yeah.
That he wants the defense to look at it. It's like, all right, this is an opportunity.
Yes.
Like, all right, here's difficulty. Here's a way to test ourselves. That's awesome. Yeah, as a fan, you don't get to do that.
Don't get to do that.
You can't pick that kolache up off the floor and eat it when there's people around.
It's so funny.
I am in the back of the room. Can I salvage this kolache? I better not. There might be cameras.
There were more in the other room. You were fine.
I ate a lot of kolaches that day.
Here was C.J. Stroud. That's what they were there for. Here was C.J. Stroud. More on the Bills. What makes the Bills' defense so good?
Just their ability to bend, not break. You know, like they don't really give up big plays. They have some guys who play their system very well. I know they're dealing with some injuries. But, you know, Ed Oliver jumps out on film. Vaughn jumps out on film. 50 jumps out on film. Like, the backers play really good in the pass game. I think his name 31, Russell. Great DB. Takes the ball away a lot. Got a lot of respect for him. And then DeMar's been a really good ball as well. So got some key components on that side and definitely got some playmakers. So, you know, got to be able to take care of the ball and, you know, be able to, you know, just move the ball and score points.
It's a very different looking Bills defense in the last few years.
Very, and they're banged up right now. And Von Miller is suspended at this point. I like that. I think some of that was more based on CJ just having watched a bunch of film.
Yeah.
More so than worrying about, like, actually looking at the injury report or anything
Or push notifications on his phone about Von Miller getting suspended.
Oh, yeah, he's not on his phone. Yeah. Right? Yeah, he's not seeing the push notifications.
That's it, man.
He doesn't have Bleacher Report all just hooked
focus.
Up or something. Or better yet, Odyssey.
Yeah.
So, yes.
I'm sure we push something out on
Von Miller.
Yes,
we've got something that does something like that.
Yeah.
So, this is the thing about the Bills. Bend, don't break. It gets a bad label, but I think both the Texans and the Bills and that they share some philosophies. Ideally, they want a team that can rush the passer. You play zone behind it and play it really aggressively. Force turnovers. Don't allow explosives. And that came up multiple times yesterday from both DeMeco and CJ. Heard it from Caserio on his GM show. This is a team in the Bills that doesn't let up explosives. So a lot of what you've been seeing. From teams as they specifically try to game plan for these three explosive wide receivers on the field. The Bills are going to do it, but it's not like it's a departure from their normal operating procedure.
Yep.
So a lot of what CJ was able to show on that final drive where the ball never touched the ground, you know, it was a very efficient drive versus the Jaguars at the end of the game. And by that point, it's everything that you want to see out of a quarterback, like over the course of a game, figure out what's working, what's not working, how can we do this? Bobby Slowick included in all of this, and then surgically pick a team apart. It's going to be, it has to be that kind of surgical precision versus the Bills.
Yeah.
They're gonna make you earn it, and you're probably not going to get more than a couple of good deep shots downfield. I feel better about it right now than I did perhaps a couple weeks ago. So that's the chess match between Bobby Slowick and the Bills' defense is going to be all of that. All the cliches. Take what the defense gives you.
Yeah.
Don't go broke taking a profit. But at times, you can engineer some of those deep shots down the field.
Yep.
And it's kind of nice if you can run the ball.
That would help.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
We should mention, and we'll mention it again in headlines, Joe Mixon and Dameon Pierce not practicing yesterday. although there seems to be some optimism surrounding Mixon based on the fact that he practiced on Friday.
Yeah.
It's not abnormal for a guy who's dealing with an injury.
Running back, especially to not practice
with an
on
ankle.
A Wednesday. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm still optimistic about Mixon based on him practicing last week. Laramie did not practice yesterday. We should point that out.
Laramie, the one thing, it was hard with Laramie's holdings. I think both of them were after he turned his ankle.
They definitely were. They were in the second half. Yeah.
Yeah. And that was the part, it's hard with Laramie right now because you don't want to cut him a break. I'm the leader of the band and not cutting him a break for his penalties because he's got so many different excuses for his penalties. But in that game, it did look like he was hobbled, and the holds I don't think would have happened if he was healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the old advice I got my rookie year from old John Yurkovich was if you want to be a really good player in the NFL, you got to play as well when you're injured as when you're 100% healthy.
Absolutely.
So I don't cut him a complete excuse, but hopefully if his ankle's all right, he'll be good.
Yeah.
As far as Mixon and what he can provide, you go back to that Colts game, and the blocking wasn't perfect. I thought it was vastly improved over what we'd seen in previous years in the run blocking.
Mm-hmm.
But Mixon made the offensive line right a lot of times. You go through Cam Akers' plays from last week, and there's not one name that consistently pops out when you look at who got screwed up. But on any given play, on any given play, there was a blocker screwing up.
Mm-hmm.
Titus got his butt kicked once. Kenyon and Juice both had a bad snap. Cam made a couple of sketchy reads, I think, where he could have made done a better job of it. Shaq had a rough down. Blake Fisher had a rough down. You know, Kenyon shows up again. British Brooks whiffed on a toss. Like so it's a hodgepodge, and kind of what Slowick had said a couple weeks ago when he said, I could count on one hand the number of times that everybody was doing the right thing.
Yeah.
It's that. They're so close, but they're so far away. The one thing about Mixon is that he can cover up a lot of those just because
he's simply
a better back.
That was what I was going to ask you. Yeah. Like, it sounds to me like what you're saying is that those list of mistakes that you read,
yeah,
they could make the same mistakes this weekend against the Bills, but Mixon might run for 102 yards on 19 carries.
Yeah. If anything, I'd rather have them like just go ahead and all screw up on one play. Mm-hmm. You get a tackle for a loss, and then all do well the rest of the time. It's every single play somebody's screwing up.
Yep.
That's the part, and that boils back to coaching. You know.
Yep. For sure.
Kenyon's the guy that I'm most that still is showing his youth right now the most. Shaq was. A lot of these offensive linemen look like they're playing their way into shape.
Yeah, it's preseason.
Yeah. We're in week 5 of the NFL season, and these guys are looking like they're playing themselves into shape.
Dude, that might be I thought about that the other day because it seems like that's the general excuse that's getting made for the league as a whole looking a little bit down offensively. Damn, man, the cheat code to get to a one seed might be to actually treat the preseason like people used to treat the preseason and not work out all your kinks in the first 4 weeks.
These teams are actually, they're basically following the Astros blueprint.
League is 7-19 right now.
It's a 17-game season, so what if we suck the first 3 weeks? Like, no, man.
Yeah, they all count, man. That's how you wind up in a wild card series. That's why. We're getting a lot of texts.
The O-line propaganda during the preseason was, well, we're not allowed to cut block and stuff, so it's hard. You can't finish people to the ground. Who the hell are you guys finishing to the ground?
This group?
You can't finish to the ground. Because it's preseason. Or it's because you're just not that good.
Right. The only reason I'm okay, this is a text, about the Astros losing, is that Hinch started the run in 2017 and ended it for us. Rather him than the Yankees end it. That's from Cody and Angleton.
Kind of like in a movie where, one of these medieval movies where at least the person who kills you is a person you respect.
This was Star Wars.
I'm glad it was you.
Where Anakin Skywalker, dressed as Darth Vader, sliced Obi-Wan Kenobi in half and said, sorry, you're a Force ghost now.
That doesn't sound as good.
Yeah. Well.
So wait, Anakin became.
Anakin became Darth Vader.
Darth Vader.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So Darth Vader killed Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yeah.
But Darth Vader's a
villain.
Wasn't
there a scene in Game of Thrones where the big woman killed somebody, and he was kind of glad that it was her doing it?
Oh yeah, you may be right about that.
That is one thing I hope. Someday when I die,
you want me to do it?
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Okay.
Oh, I've got to. You know what? I'm gonna start naming. I'm gonna put. Can't put that on a legal document, but you know, you got your. I don't want to have
wink,
to be
wink, or say it on the radio.
I don't look. I was in a situation once with an older person in my life where I, I've struggled with this.
Yeah.
This might be a little too heavy for 6:34 in the morning.
Right.
I think they wanted me to read between the lines.
Oh, really?
At the end of their
life. They were like, wink, wink, this sucks.
I'm not. I don't know. Yeah. And I don't. I think I would have been willing to do it if they had been more clear about it.
They kept waving a pillow in front of your face.
Yeah, so I don't want there to be any ambiguity about it, Sean. Yeah,
okay.
If I put you on the list,
yeah,
you got to smother my ass, okay?
10-4.
Yeah.
Got it.
All right, carry around a little cocktail in my... don't worry. Nobody will trace it back to you.
Let's get to headlines before I don't have any more plausible deniability.
I got to think. Well, nobody's going to text in about this. I feel like with a lot of euthanasia type situations, yeah, there's probably a lot of... In small towns and things, maybe the coroner just kind of be like, yep, natural causes. Mm-hmm. Here we go.
Yeah.
There we go. Oh, God, no. Yeah. Somebody put me out of my misery if that's what we get to.
All right. We got a lot of texts coming in from people on the Astros. We'll get to you guys.
Sean's just walking around behind me like the Grim Reaper, waiting for me to get a
waiting
paper
for the
cut.
Signal.
Yeah. Yeah. Waiting for his chance to kill.
Life just got a whole lot more interesting. All right, let's get to headlines. Astros are done for this season. We'll hear from Joe Espada on that. Start to look ahead now. Is Alex Bregman going to be an Astro long term? That'll be the big question heading into the offseason. We got a full injury report for you from yesterday. Stefan Diggs speaks. We'll hear from Diggs as well in headlines. That's all coming up next.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.